Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 3, question 6. Did God create man thus, wicked and perverse? No, but God created man good and after his own image, that is, in righteousness and true holiness, that he might rightly know God his Creator, heartily love him, and live with him in eternal blessedness to praise and glorify him. Question 7. Whence then comes this depraved nature of man? From the fall and disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve, in paradise, whereby our nature became so corrupt that we are all conceived and born in sin. And finally, question 8. But are we so depraved that we are wholly incapable of any good and prone to all evil? Yes, unless we are born again by the Spirit of God. There's a couple of observations to make about this Lord's Day as we continue with our program of focusing particular attention on the questions as we work through the Catechism this year. And the first one has to do with the structure and content here. You notice in question 6, it's raising the question, did God create man thus wicked and perverse? Was man created in this wicked and perverse condition? What wicked and perverse condition? Well, the wicked and perverse condition identified in question and answer 5, that we are prone by nature to hate God and our neighbor. And so you see the flow of the catechism, how one question is leading to another. But then that also gives you what this Lord's Day is really about. And you notice the different words that are used in describing human beings, wicked and perverse. Depraved nature, corrupt in the answer to question 7, and then incapable of any good and prone to all evil. Well, there is a definition or a description of the misery of our condition. What does it mean that we're depraved? It means that we're corrupt. It means that we're ruined. It means that we're spoiled. What does that look like in practice? Well, it looks like an inbuilt tendency to hate God and our neighbor. That can also be described as being wicked and perverse. Why is it wicked? Well, it's wicked because it's contrary to God. Why is it perverse? Because it's contrary to our own self-interest. It's not good for us to hate God and our neighbor. So that condition of misery is a condition of wickedness and perversity. That can be described as depravity. Now, you'll notice in the questions, questions 6 and 7 are raising the issue of how did this happen? We acknowledge we're wicked and perverse. We know that that's true. We know that that's happened. And then question 6 tackles head-on a very difficult and challenging question. Is that God's fault? Did God create man thus? And, of course, the answer is no. Well, if that's not how God created us, what happened? What went wrong? Well, the fall and disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve. So questions 6 and 7 really address the question of how did this depravity that we're talking about and that we're describing, how did that happen? And then the question is being raised, how serious is it? Well, it's serious enough that it extends to every part so that there is never a situation where we do what is good unmixed. Even the best things we do are mixed, they're stained, they're characterized by some element, some inclusion of our corruption. And so our only hope is to be born again, to be given a new heart, a new principle of life by the Holy Spirit. That should lead us to prayer, because we're still fighting with this depraved nature.